Alma's school district will use a grant to buy 4 new school buses for next year. That may not seem like big news until you consider how those buses will be powered with electricity. The move has the potential to save taxpayers' money in the Alma School District and, at the same time, help the environment. And we're going to talk about that today on the Know the News podcast. Hello, my name is Rusty Turner. I'm the editor of the Northwest Arkansas Democrat Gazette and the River Valley Democrat Gazette. I'm your host for today's podcast, which is brought to you each week by the newsrooms of the Northwest Arkansas Democrat Gazette and the River Valley Democrat Gazette. Monica Brick covers schools for us in the River Valley, and she's writing a story for the weekend editions about Alma's foray into electric vehicles, and she's here with us on the phone to talk about it. Hi, Monica.
Hello.
Thanks for being here. We also have Jason Rutherford. He's the District Transportation Director for Alma Schools. Hi, Jason.
Hello.
Hey, thanks for being here. Monica, let's start with you. Tell us a little bit about what you know about these new school buses and what's going to be in your story.
Yeah, so the buses came through a grant through the Arkansas Department of Energy and Environment's Division of Environmental Quality Grant. And it's about $3 million, which will cover several buses. The district will pay a small portion, about $30,000, $35,000 for each bus. And they're expected to be started in the district here this fall.
All right. And Jason, that $35,000, that's quite a bit less than what you'd be spending for a standard diesel bus, I assume.
Yes, sir. That's correct. That's probably $100,000 less than an equivalent bus if it were diesel powered.
Gotcha. And so these, and it's 4 of them, right? You're buying 4 of them?
It's actually 8.
Oh, 8. I'm so sorry. I said 4. It's 8. That's even a bigger investment. So, and
yes, sir.
So these 8 buses that you're getting, they'll be powered by electricity, so just like regular electric vehicles. What kind of range will they have? How far will they be able to go?
These buses are rated at 138 miles for a full charge. Now, that is if you're not using the HVAC system, which in Arkansas, you're using it most of the year. So that will limit it some, probably closer to 100, maybe a little bit more than 100 miles. And if these were buses that were traveling long distances, that would probably not work out very well. But it fits quite well with the school district and with our particular routes that we have here. So, again, we don't use these buses as travel buses. These will just be 4 routes, so it'll work out real well with our routes.
All right. And now I know the electric buses are considerably more expensive than diesel-powered ones, and so the grant is what's enabling you to go ahead and get 8 of them to put them into service. Is that correct?
That is correct. Without the grant money, we couldn't be going forward. Any new technology is more expensive, and without that, it really wouldn't even be an option for us.
Gotcha. Now, one of the things you always hear about electric vehicles, they're efficient. You're not spending as much money on gas or any money on gas if it's a fully electric vehicle. But the inconvenience of finding charging stations in large swaths of the country is an issue. So how will you be charging those buses that you're getting for your school district?
We are in the process of procuring and installing charging stations here in our near our garage here in our bus yard. They will be dedicated to those buses, and they won't be public use. Be like I said, dedicated just to these buses. Primarily, we'll charge overnight in between. You know, we basically have a 13-hour time period where they're not run overnight, and so they'll have plenty of time to be able to charge. One particular route we may have to charge during the middle of the day just to ensure that it has sufficient charge for the evening run. But since they won't be going to other schools, or, you know, if they do go on a trip, it would just be to a neighboring school district or something like that, trying to find chargers is really not an issue for us.
Right. And tell me about maintenance of these buses. Will your crew there at the school district be able to work on them, or will you have access to people who can work on them and maintain those vehicles?
It will be a little bit of both. There are three levels of training that our mechanics will receive over time to be able to work on these buses. First level is actually for anybody who steps foot on it, for our drivers, for me, for anybody who will have access to it, which is just to familiarize the differences between that and a diesel bus. Then my mechanics will receive the level 2 training even before they get here, before the buses get here, to be able to work safely around the high voltage areas. They have conveniently labeled everything with colors, and so if it's orange, we don't touch it until we have level 3 training. And that will come with time, probably over the first year or two. We'll get that training, and we'll be able to work on those elements of the buses. But until then, we'll have our dealer service company who will work on any of the high voltage issues that we won't be trained on yet. And that should all be covered under warranty over those first 2 years.
Yeah. And you expect delivery of those new buses before the beginning of the next school year, is that right?
That is correct.
Okay. It may be premature since you don't have them on hand yet, but have you thought about which routes you'll be putting those buses on as far as the daily school routes?
Yes, we've got some criteria for which routes to use. The early buses that are available for us to use are not quite as large as our buses. Our school buses are 89 passenger, 83 to 89 passenger, and these are 77 passenger. So I have to make them fit with the routes, with the right capacity. And then we look at distance and dirt and those sorts of issues that we want to use. And there's a lot of interest with my drivers, because it's something new, but mainly because these are going to have air conditioning on them and the rest of my buses don't. So everybody's telling me why their route is going to be the best one for these new air-conditioned electric buses.
So I guess everybody's on their best behavior until you make those assignments then. So
they're trying. Yeah. They're trying.
This is for either one of you, Monica or Jason. What's the total investment with the grant and the money from the school district? What's the whole investment into this project?
I can answer that. Yeah. With the $3 million grant money, and then with that $35,000 that we're going to have to cover, and then the infrastructure that we have on, there's going to be $3.25 million, maybe just a little bit more than that, investment in this. Mm-hmm. That's for 8 buses. Buses are expensive, but we think it's money well invested, both for the benefits and also financially, because of the help we are getting with the grant.
Yeah. So have you penciled out the math on how much you're going to save on fuel with those 8 buses in a school year?
Yes, we have. We put that together, and I don't have that in front of me, but a bus can use, $6,000 worth of diesel, depending on, and that can vary widely if it's a 20-mile route or it's a 80-mile route, obviously. But we expect, not just for the fuel, but for the oil and for other maintenance that'll be going on, we're expecting to run it on, 50% of the cost, 40% of the cost of running a standard diesel bus. And again, a part of that is we'll be tracking that and learning what the true costs are as we go along.
Yeah. And what percentage of your entire fleet will these 8 buses be? I know you've got a lot more buses than that, so...
Yes, we have 25 route buses. We also have 10 travel buses, but I don't really count them in that mix. They're Alma's buses, travel buses, are considerably different. We use right. coach buses for those. Right. But so, you know, we're looking at a third of our fleet will mm-hmm. be electric.
So, and I don't want to put words in your mouth, but I would assume, though, if you can save 40% to 50% on our excuse me, 50% to 60% on operating costs of the buses, then it might be worth it to when it's time to replace more of your diesel buses to buy some electric buses. Is that part of the strategy?
Yes, that's part of our thinking, and this is a round of buses that we needed to replace. It was time to cycle these 8 buses out and get new buses. And the rest of our bus fleet is fairly new. We've got a couple buses that are, 2010s, and then the majority of the rest of our buses are 2018s and 19s. So we don't plan on cycling those out prior to their normal, end date. So we're still looking at 8 to 10 years before we'll need another major purchase. So between now and then, we'll have a lot of data and a lot of experience to say, yes, this has been a good move, or no, we're having a few issues, and we might look at other options besides just electric. And so we're glad to have that time to be able to do that. It's a considerable investment, whether it's our money or grant money. And we'll have some time to see how they really perform over the next 8 to 10 years.
So, do you anticipate any other advantages other than the potential cost savings on these buses and the air conditioning? What are some of the other advantages that you could potentially realize from having this kind of bus in service?
Right. Well, there's the obvious zero emissions. These older buses that they're replacing, they are much less efficient than a newer bus, even a newer diesel bus, and have greater pollutants than a newer bus does. And we'll have zero emissions, which is really good, not just for driving around town, but for parking out in front of the schools, picking up, students in the mornings when we're stopped and it's running. So there's a clear health of our students and environment. But there's another element that is important as a bus driver, and that is noise level. A lot of the discipline issues on a bus stem around students having to talk over one another, and that begins with the noise level of the engine of the bus that causes everyone's voices to go up. So it's going to be a much quieter ride, and hopefully better discipline on the buses. And in fact, the buses are so quiet they have had to install noisemakers as you're approaching a stop, and the bus is anticipating that it'll put out a little bit of noise just to give a heads up for safety reasons and awareness reasons for the students who are out there.
Now, Monica, I know your story addresses this a little bit, but this is pretty unique in Arkansas. There aren't very many electric buses in use in the state right now.
No, there's not. I believe that Mountain Home also recently received a grant to get about 5 electric buses, but those are about the only schools I could personally find in Arkansas.
Wow. So you're on the cutting edge here, Jason, of electric school buses.
Yes, sir. Cutting edge is it's a precarious place to be. It's good in many ways, and that we'll reap the benefits of being on the cutting edge. But we also get to find out some things that other people don't, and we're okay with that. Yeah. We're excited about the possibilities coming, and my mechanics are excited to learn something new with these. There are different elements to it, obviously, and especially as they get to further training, they're going to get to learn a lot and grow in their knowledge. And so we're looking forward to the positives and the challenges that will come with it.
All right. Monica, anything else you want to add? Anything else that we missed so far?
I don't believe so.
All right. How about you, Jason? Anything you'd like to say before we sign off?
I don't think so. I appreciate the ADEQ and the state for the opportunity to do this. This money, you know, coming from the VW settlement is meant to replace old technology with new and more polluting technology with the less polluting technology. And I'm glad to get to be a part of it and looking forward to seeing where this will go in the future.
I didn't realize this. This pool of money is coming from the Volkswagen settlement, the lawsuit over the faulty emissions reports that Volkswagen made.
That is correct.
Wow.
And so, you know, what this does is it not only puts new technology on the road, it also requires us to pull off the old technology
right.
and no longer use it. So, you know, there's a lot of positive benefits to it.
Well, I want to thank my two guests today for talking about this, the new, 8 new electric school buses for the Alma School District. My guests have been Jaden Rutherford. He's the Director of Transportation for the Alma School District, who's going to be receiving the 8 new electric buses for next school year. And also Monica Brick. She's our reporter for the River Valley Democrat Gazette. Her story about those school buses will be in this weekend's editions of the River Valley Democrat Gazette and the Northwest Arkansas Democrat Gazette. So thank you both for being here today.
Thanks
for
having me.
Here are some other great stories coming your way this weekend. Rent prices in Arkansas rose more than 16% last year, 7 times the national average. Doug Thompson takes a closer look at why and how that affects renters in our area. Ozarks Regional Transit is adding more on-demand services in the region, Ron Wood reports. Stacy Ryburn tells us about the results of the Fayetteville Library's Community Needs Assessment. Recommendations include a branch location on the west side of town. Thomas Sicente has a report on Rising in the River Valley, an annual event to provide information about local resources aimed at preventing child abuse, domestic violence, and sexual assault. That and much, much more will be available to our subscribers at our smartphone and tablet apps and at our websites, NWAOnline.com and RiverValleyDemocratGazette.com. If you are not a subscriber, we've got a special introductory offer for podcast listeners. Get the first 2 months of a subscription at $4.99 a month. All you have to do is go to this website, www.NWAOnline.com/podcast23/, to sign up. Again, that's NWAOnline.com/podcast23/. Or you can call us at 479-684-5509 and tell them you want the podcast offer. Thanks for listening today. We'll be back next Friday with a new edition of the Know the News podcast. And until then, this is your host, Rusty Turner, saying so long.